Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah's become a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the daughter of the founder and the second generation CEO of Bottom Line Publications, a great American success story. They're publishers, ladies and gentlemen, which is no small task in 21st century America. And their bottom line letter, their bottom line personal, I should say, is their print edition. Bottom Line Yearbook 2020 is out, and a bunch of other yearbooks. And let me get in here and restore some order to our operation here. Sarah Heiner, welcome back. You got so many things. I'm doing my best here, Sarah. You got so many things going on. Bottom Line Personal, folks, is awesome. I promise you, you'll love it. Sarah, I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you for having me here always.
So I want to talk about
early Tuesday morning.
I want to talk about a really important subject. That was in your recent publication about preparing your finances for an emergency handoff. Whenever my wife and I travel together, you know, we run a small shop here. You know, both of us know where the bodies are buried, but when we get on an airplane, I always say, okay, what would happen if the thing went down, you know? I mean, how long would it take people to unwind? And one day I actually sat down and wrote a bunch of stuff out and sent it to my accountant. Just before I went to the airport, I just did a data dump. Okay, here's what you'll find. Here's blah, blah, blah. And I sent it to my accountant. What do you think?
This honestly, I think, was one of the best and most important stories that we've done in a really long time, called Prepare Your Finances for an Emergency Handoff. Because it's not just if the plane goes down. I mean, we're seeing this with coronavirus. If you get struck by illness suddenly, my mother-in-law a couple years ago, suddenly in the hospital for 6 weeks. Thankfully, she's recovered. She's bionic. But how are your finances going to be covered? How are your bills going to be covered? So you want to have everything in, like, tight order and your plans in place, because no one knows where all your little pockets of squirrel acorns are buried. So super important. Number one, consolidate. Like, some people have, I don't know, they keep, they're like credit card collectors.
Oh, yeah.
You want to have as few.
It's not good for your credit, by the way, folks. It's not good for your credit rating to have so many credit cards.
It's a fine balance, right? Because there's, like, you want to have enough so that it builds your credit. And you,
well, everywhere you go, they want to give
you
a discount if you'll take their credit card. And I just say, no, I don't want your card or the discount. Charge me and leave me alone.
I don't want the complication. I like having two credit cards, and that's it. And I don't have 1,000 different cards. But nonetheless, you want to consolidate them, have as few as possible, because that limits the chances of a missed payment on them. Now, here's something also really important. Stick with paper statements. Everyone's doing their online statements and their online banking and their online everything. So if if you disappeared tomorrow and your kids had to manage your money, that disappeared. Like, if you had an emergency and they had to cover it, they don't know what account they got. So if you have paper statements, they come in the mail, you see it, you know what's there. Your credit card statements, you know it has to get paid. So oddly, as helpful as online may be, paper can actually, in it for emergency handoff, be far more effective. You want a list of everything. It's a pain in the butt when you think about all your little CDs and all your 401ks and all the bills that you pay. You need a very tight list of all of it, all the credit card companies, all your, and like anything that's a recurring payment. So you know how you go, oh, well, I'll automatically pay the whatever out of my account and you forget about it. But you need to know what's in there, because you need to know if you have enough money in there, right? So let's do, you want all your list of payments that you have to make, and then you want a list of all your income sources that you have, because you have to be sure that you've got enough money in the account. I mean, literally, this is an entire accounting of everything that you have, what bills you pay. Like, 1 month, this month, just take an exercise. You know, as you're doing your statements, write down as you're doing it, I paid this bill, I paid this bill, I paid this bill. So that you've got the list of it, and you've
but
got
who
the
do you,
list
who
of
do you give it to?
Sources.
Who do you give it to, Sarah?
So, I give it to your if you've got your kids, whoever it is that would manage your business,
yeah.
your personal business.
That was my accountant. That was my accountant.
Right.
Yeah,
so be it your accountant, be it your lawyer, be it your kids, whoever mm-hmm. it is that would handle that stuff.
But
so,
yeah, somebody. It's got to be a combination.
Not,
somebody
would have,
somebody you trust is somebody that would be competent to do it. You
well,
trust them
whoever might be your power of attorney.
Yeah.
You've got somebody
mm-hmm.
that's a power of attorney.
Yeah.
Then that like who would that be?
Mm-hmm.
That those are the ones that you could trust to be
right.
able to manage your bills.
Sarah, I
got
to take a quick break.
I've got
to take a quick break. We're going to come right back after the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some the goalpost, the coronavirus goalpost. Some people are messing around with that. Some governors are. We're going to talk about that with Sarah Heiner after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.